Hello and thank you for downloading Witness on the BBC World Service with me, Dina Newman. Today I'm taking you back to November 1973 and the publication of a novel about women's sexuality, which would go on to become a huge bestseller. The book was called Fear of Flying, and its author was a young poet from New York called Erica Jong.
Fear of Flying is a book about a woman trying to know herself sexually. Know herself as a Jew. Know herself as a woman.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me.
Erica Jong was a feminist as well as a writer. Her heroine, Isadora Wing, is bored with her marriage, and so she explores her sexual fantasies.
We rather languidly made love in one of the single beds. I felt like I was dreaming and kept pretending my husband was somebody else. But who? I couldn't get a clear picture of him. I never could. Who was this phantom man who haunted my life? Why did his face always refuse to come into focus?
You don't know.
By writing so frankly about sex, Erica Jong broke many taboos. But when Fear of Flying was first accepted for publication, it wasn't seen as bestseller material.
The original hardcover publisher thought it was a quite literary book. But the paperback publisher fell in love with the book and said, "This is the story of my life." And because for the first time, there were women in positions of power in publishing, it was possible for a woman to say of this book, "This is the story of my life, and I'm going to make it a huge book."
But the paperback wasn't published until a year after the hardback. During that year, Fear of Flying gained a reputation for being the book which everyone wanted to read and no one could get hold of.
I became, quote, famous, whatever that means. People wanted to take my pictures, put me on the cover of magazines. Now, I was a graduate student at Columbia, studying 18th century satire. I was an intellectual. This whole American fame thing came as a tremendous shock, especially getting famous for sex. You know, Americans are quite puritanical. And people wanted to proposition me for sex, move in with me and get my advice. Everybody wanted to know me, but they didn't know me. They thought I was my heroine. People think, you know, you're the happy hooker. And they thought I was advocating for women to go out and sleep with strangers. Hardly. If you read the book, there's an awful lot of satire.
I suddenly had a passion to be an ordinary girl. To be that good little housewife, that glorified American mother, that girl with a good housekeeping seal tattooed on her ass. That was the solution. But what was this other voice which kept urging me on towards speeding cars and endless wet kisses and guts full of danger? What was that calling me coward and egging me on to burn my bridges, to go down into the bottom of my fear and see if I could pull myself up?
Like her heroine Isadora Wing, Erica Jong had been brought up with very conventional values.
Although it was the 60s, we were still sort of in 50s values at that time. And women in my college class married their first boyfriends, generally the first men they'd have had sex with. There was this vast contradiction between what a good girl of the 50s was, which most of us were, and what the adventurous heroine was. And we wanted a female heroine to be free, as males are, to explore.
Once the paperback came out, Fear of Flying sold 3 million copies in the first 2 months. Many of its critics feared that it might lead to a breakdown in moral values. Meanwhile, many feminists were disappointed by the book. They felt Erica Jong was not radical enough.
Some people thought I was a bad feminist because I liked men. And I liked to wear makeup and high heels. And in that era, you know, you weren't supposed to do that. But my principles never included giving up men. I don't think that attacking men has to be part of feminism. I never believed that. But it was popular for a while in the 70s. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Could women have adventure? Could women have creativity? The sexuality in the book is really a metaphor. Fear of flying, it is a metaphor for creativity. Flying is creativity. Flying is love.
In the book, the heroine is aware that for many generations of women, love, creativity, and a happy marriage could never exist together. And she fears it will happen to her, too.
There is nothing fiercer than a failed artist. The energy remains, but having no outlet, it implodes in a great black fart of rage which smokes up all the inner windows of the soul.
And Erica Jong herself feared she wouldn't make it as a writer, having seen her mother's failure to develop creatively.
I was so afraid of rejection. I would revise my work and revise my work as an excuse to not send it out. I had a very critical mother who was herself an artist, but was frustrated. She had been told in art school that the reason she wouldn't win the Prix de Rome was because she was the best painter in her class, but the head of the school said, "You'll just have babies and waste your talent. So we're going to give the prize to a man." That was her frustration.
I was afraid of being a woman. Afraid of the nonsense that went along with it. Like being told that if I had babies, I'd never be an artist. Like my mother's bitterness. Like my grandmother's boring concentration on eating and excreting. Like being asked by some dough-faced boy if I planned to be a secretary. A secretary! I was determined never to learn to type.
I always thought that Fear of Flying was a portrait of the artist as a young woman. It was an attempt to go inside the head of a sensitive woman who wants to be a writer and see what's going on there. And she doesn't want to be trapped as her own talented mother seems to have been trapped by children. Her feminism comes out of her mother's disappointments. And that was true of so many of us in my generation. Our mothers had wanted more from their lives and instead had had three post-war children and had made marriage the center of their lives.
You know, I'm now thinking about my own mother. She lived in Moscow, and at the end of the 1970s, she got hold of your book, of that paperback. And whenever she read it, she always had a blissful smile on her face.
She was laughing, I hope.
She was so happy, you could see.
How wonderful to hear that.
And I remember I looked at the cover, and I thought, thank you, whoever you are, Erica Jong, for making my mom happy. Erica Jong still lives in New York. She has just published a new book, Fear of Dying. She spoke to me, Dina Newman, for Witness. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.